First of all, we'll get back at sometime early morning Friday, I guess. And we'll do the evaluations of the game. We'll have several meetings, talk about different scenarios. At some point, begin notifying players of if we're going to be making any moves and that sort of thing. And then most of that will be on Saturday. I think everything has to – I think you have to be at 53 around 5 o'clock Central Time. Don't hold me to that, but it's something like that. And then the next day, 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Central, guys will either clear or be claimed or whatever. And then at some point, whenever the league calls us and tells us which of our players were claimed and which of our players were not claimed, then we usually begin setting our practice roster.
So when you release somebody that you want in the practice squad, you kind of tell them that ahead of time and say, hey, if you go unclaimed, we want to bring you back, or does that conversation happen later?
Yeah, most of the guys that are eligible, there are scenarios where you'd have them back.
Ted, how tough is it for you this time for you and you have to say goodbye to some guys that just don't fit into the pack or where just can't make your roster right now?
It's awful. I've talked about this in the past. Most of the time I get physically sick, like I get this huge cold or something. But these guys, you know, and sometimes – and it's not you guys' fault, but sometimes from the public standpoint, I think, you know, it's a little too much fantasy football. This is a hard thing to do, is to come in and compete against grown men and make a roster in the NFL. And so sometimes there's an almost flippant way of reporting that so-and-so got axed or something like that. I think that's a little harsh, and maybe I'm a little sensitive to it because once upon a time I got axed. But, yeah, it's hard. Sometimes you're saying goodbye to old friends that have been here for a number of years. Sometimes you're saying goodbye to young, you know, 21, 22-year-old young men that did everything you ask. And it's a hard time.
Ted, can you evaluate your kicking situation? And do you have the pool from which to run right now, or might you keep looking?
It's like every position on our team, it's ongoing. We're always looking. But we literally do that with every spot.
So Mike McCarthy and then Sean Slocum yesterday talked about the scenario that exists that Giorgio Tavecchio could still re-emerge and be this team's kicker. Is that kind of the general assessment of yourself as well?
Right. There's all kinds of scenarios. With that.
So Giorgio knows that he's not been forgotten or dismissed?
Sure, he wouldn't have been forgotten. He was here yesterday. But I'm not trying to be cute.
Yeah,
there's no way of predicting how, you know, this thing works when it's all said and done. Hopefully we do the right thing by the Packers.
Have you ever done that before? Told a player who was being released even before the 75-man cut down that he might be back?
Sure.
That's not uncommon?
No.
Back to setting the roster, do you have a 53-man list all the time and you're always shuffling names, or do you just kind of start on Friday/Saturday with 75 names and just go from there? I guess is it kind of a fluid thing that's ongoing throughout camp?
It is. It moves constantly. Like, you know, everything has an effect on everything else. If somebody surprisingly plays better than you thought, then all of a sudden that changes the equation a little bit. So you keep evolving and keep changing and work it out. And it generally works itself out.
I'll outside of being from SMU, what do you like about Chris Banjo?
He's doing fine. Like all the young fellows that you guys have asked me about, he's doing fine. Seems like a nice kid. Good education.
What would you like to see out of Vince Young in this next preseason game?
Same thing that we'd like to see out of everybody else, you know. Play good, have fun, play the game. It is a game.
When you set your practice squad, is it simply the next best eight guys, or do you use it kind of as an extension of a roster to add some depth here and there as needed? I guess what are your thoughts on how you set that squad?
It's a combination of a lot of things. First and foremost, we try to decide things based on what we think, who the best players are. But there are some considerations for numbers in terms of, what you need to practice efficiently and that sort of thing. But all of our practice squad guys are told at the beginning and told continuously throughout the season their job is to get ready to play to help us win games. Because over the course of the last several years, most of the time, maybe not all of them, but three quarters of them will wind up on varsity. So they have to try to get ready to play.
Over the past 3 years, I guess, what didn't happen in Graham Harrell's progression that led to his release recently?
Well, I don't know. Graham's been a good guy. He was one of those older fellows that we had to say goodbye to. We just felt like it was time to move on there. Oh, I don't know. You never know. Certainly he could. Sure.
How much of your decisions comes from performance in practice and performance in some of the preseason games?
It's a combination of all those things. There are things that happen in a practice that you don't get to see in the game and vice versa. So it's a combination. It's not just the preseason game. It's a cumulative effort on the part of Mike and his guys and in the personnel side of it. It's an interesting time. It's, we work it through. Sometimes there are disagreements, but then, it winds up working itself out. And, again, as long as we stay, centered and focused on trying to do the right thing by the Packers, we usually make the right decision. And you don't always know what the right thing to do is. I mean, I would like to stand up here and say I'm all-knowing and I know exactly what to do all the time in this. It's not. It's gut-wrenching and you're anxious to do the right thing, and you have a responsibility for the rest of those players in that locker room to make the right decisions. And so we don't do any of this lightly.
How has that conversation maybe changed over the years? The more comfortable you guys are, the more years working together, is it less of a tug of war?
I wouldn't classify it as ever been a tug of war. I don't know. I think as you work with people over time, I think obviously the more you get to know them and see their work, I think the more you accept them, but we've always worked pretty well together. Never had any real big beefs. It doesn't mean we always agreed. Sometimes he's right, sometimes I'm right, and sometimes we don't know.
Down to maybe your final five spots on the 53-man roster, do you ever end up keeping a guy more so on the thought that he could be picked up by another team if you were to try to get him to practice squad, more so than maybe if he didn't perform as well as he would have liked in training camp and preseason, but knowing that his talent level is perhaps high enough that another team would grab him if we tried to release him and bring him to practice squad. Has that ever happened?
Well, you're always thinking about all those things. All those things are a consideration. But first and foremost is you have to try to do what you think is the very best thing for the Packers and for those guys in that locker room. And then the rest of it will take care of itself.
Do you make a lot of phone calls this time of year, or do you wait for people to call you?
Both. I make phone calls and have fishing expeditions like everybody else, and our guys do a lot of that, and we receive calls. But, you know, a lot of these right this second are what ifs, depending on how the next game goes and that sort of thing.
Behind your Michael Finley, how do you feel about your tight end group?
Good. I think they've done fine. It's a good group, a little diverse group, and nice-looking guys.
Is it easier to talk to guys that you know? I mean, you work with John Dorsey or Schneider for when you're making those fishing expeditions, or is that maybe kind of overblown, the relationships you have with people?
Well, I think it's you always relationships are key. I mean, but I have a lot of relationships, as does the rest of my staff, of people all around the league that we didn't necessarily work with, but we're together during the combine or during pro day workouts or in the fall when you're scouting, and you get to know people. And they're people that you know better than other people. It's a zoo out there.
Ted, Mike talked about how preseason game 3 was less of a dress rehearsal this year, more of a chance to see more guys. One, were you happy with what you got to see? And two, do you see that kind of being the process going forward?
Sure, I was happy with what we've seen. Yeah, the whole focus is to get this team, you know, ready to play. I think Mike does a great job of combining, you know, the preparing our team to get ready to play the season, and also, you know, being able to evaluate players and put them in competitive situations.